Having financial issues, being a good friend, she let me stay with her.
Her money troubles were contagious.
You put 30 days behind in your rent.
She said that she would help me with $200 of rent, and she never ended up paying me anything.
But was there a cure?
They told you that there was a case against you.
For their eviction?
Did you do anything about this?
We went to the office to talk to them.
Well, evidently it didn't work.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 19-year-old Ashley Buchanan is suing her former roommate, 20-year-old Brianna Hernandez, for the cost to replace belongings that were lost during their eviction.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 261 on the calendar in the matter of Buchanan versus Hernandez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Buchanan, when did you move in with the defendant?
It would be mid-July of this year, Your Honor.
Why?
I was having financial issues, family issues. I was going through a rough patch, and being a good friend, she let me stay with her.
Where had you been living immediately prior to moving in with Ms. Hernandez?
I was living with my mother and my stepfather.
How long do you know Ms. Hernandez?
We've known each other for a few years now. We met through a mutual friend.
Ms. Hernandez, you were living alone in July of 2010?
I had a friend that had got kicked out of his house, so he was leaving some stuff there, but yeah, it was pretty much just me.
What does that mean? The question is, were you living there alone,
yes,
or were you living there with a friend?
By myself.
And storing stuff for a friend?
Well, he stayed there a few nights a week, but nothing like serious and permanent.
Could you keep your voice up? You know, I'm getting old. So what I understand is, if I'm trying to put it all together, keep your voice up. You hear how nicely and clearly I'm speaking?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
You don't have to struggle to hear me, do you?
No.
Good. You were living there with a friend who stayed there two or three nights a week, a guy, and who left his stuff there?
Yes.
And didn't contribute to the rent?
No.
What's his name?
His name's Shane.
How long had you been living in this apartment?
Since February of this year.
When did you stop paying rent?
It was August, this past August.
Why?
Because I let her move in with me, and she said that she would help out any way she can. And then she said that she did some army stuff, because I told her when she moved in that she wouldn't. And then she insisted.
Why did you stop paying rent?
Because I had some things that I had going on with my car, so I had that paid. But she said that she would help me with $200 of rent, and she never ended up paying me anything, so we did get evicted.
That still, Ms. Hernandez hasn't told me why you got evicted. You moved into this apartment when?
February.
Did you pay February's rent?
Mm-hmm.
March? April?
Yes.
May?
Yes.
June?
Yes.
July?
Mm-hmm.
So you managed to pay that all by yourself?
Yes.
She moved in July 15th. You have a lease at this apartment?
Mm-hmm.
A hum is not an answer.
Yes.
Yes is an answer. No is an answer. I don't know is an answer. Did the lease permit you to have anybody else living with you?
No, I don't believe so.
No. Now, you moved in. She stopped paying rent. When did you get evicted?
We got our eviction notice on August 30th.
No, not we. You.
I got my eviction notice on August 30th.
Because you were 30 days behind in your rent, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you had paid July's rent?
Yes.
And when did they tell you you had to be out?
On the 30th, we had to be out by the 31st.
So you got one day's notice?
Yes.
I'd like to see that notice. Oh, no wonder I can't see. Were you notified that there were eviction proceedings that had been started against you before this?
Yes.
Of course you were. How far in advance were you notified that there were eviction proceedings started against you?
I was given some notices, but then...
You were given some notices. Of course you were given some
yes.
notices, because nobody evicts you within 24 hours. They don't sign this and say 24 hours, some sheriff's going to come. They told you that there was a case against you.
Yes.
When for the first time were you notified that there was a case against you?
Maybe about 2 weeks after I didn't pay my rent, but we did go down. Ashley Buchanan and I went down to the office and let them know that we weren't going to be able to pay it on time because she had some personal issues that we were going through because I was helping her out. And they said, okay.
Don't tell me what they said. All of that is hearsay. You were notified by the court that there were eviction proceedings. Did you do anything about this?
We went to the office to talk to them.
Well, evidently it didn't work.
Yeah.
They said pay your rent.
If I may interject.
No.
No?
Now, your lawsuit says that she disposed of your property.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because you were evicted and you were supposed to pack up. You had plenty of notice. You were going to be out by the end of the month. They were going to put you out on August 31st. So what did you do on the night of August 30th?
Your Honor, on the night of August 30th, we started packing up. I packed up all of my things, and I began packing up the rest of the things in her living room.
Where were you going?
I really didn't know, Your Honor. I have a...
Just a minute. So on the 30th, you packed up all your things?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you had no place to put them because you didn't know where you were going?
Yes, Your Honor. Well, I had an idea of where I was going.
Where was the idea?
Staying with one of my sergeants in the Army, Your Honor. She lives closer to the Armory, and it would have been easier for me to get to work there.
Had you discussed that with this person?
No, it was very abrupt. I had been having bad case of events over the past 3 months, and she had given me an offer a while ago to live with her and get myself up on my feet because I wasn't making the best decisions. And so when I had nowhere to go, I had asked her, I said, is that offer still available for me to live there?
And she said yes.
Yes, Your Honor.
And on what date did you have that conversation?
It actually wasn't until August 31st. It was the day after we got locked out of the apartment.
Well, so I'm going back. Where were you on August 30th? You packed your things.
Yes, Your Honor.
And what happened?
I had two friends over. Their names were Brandon and Courtney. At the time, Brianna didn't really want anybody there because, you know, we were really upset about the eviction. But I convinced them to maybe help us pack up. However, when she came home, she was really upset, and it made the situation between everybody very uncomfortable. My friends came to me, and they were like, this is really uncomfortable. Can we leave? And I was like, well, I'm a bit uncomfortable too, so yeah, let's get out of here for tonight. So I packed all of my things, or majority of my things, and I fit all of what I could in my friend Brandon's car. I told Brianna, I said, I will be back first thing in the morning to get the rest of my things and to help you finish packing. And right as I was leaving, she had one of her other friends come who was helping her pack up her bedroom. When I had left the apartment...
Where did you go?
I went to my friend Brandon's house, Your Honor.
And what did you do there?
We just slept, Your Honor.
And when did you get up to go back to the apartment?
I actually woke up at about 9:30 the next morning, but I received a phone call from Brianna at about 10 or 10:30, saying that we were already locked out.
10 or 10:30?
A.M.
So you weren't back at the apartment the first thing in the morning, if you get a phone call.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You said to me earlier, I packed all my things, and then you said you packed some of your things and some of the things were not packed, which is why I'm not believing everything that you're telling me, even though you're sweet as sugar.
Ashley Buchanan says former roommate Brianna Hernandez owes for the belongings she lost when they were evicted from their apartment.
Okay, what else?
I asked Brianna, I said, well, if we're locked out of the apartment, when can we come and get the rest of our things? She said that we could only come on one day, and it had to be together, and it had to be in one shot, because that's the only time that the constable would do that. After that, I asked her, I was like, well, do you know which day you would like to go back? You know, I really, really need my things that are in there. And she said that she needed to figure out storage and how to move everything. So a couple days went by, and I kept trying to get a hold of her, and then she would not answer my phone calls or my texts. And about 3 days later, I received a text message at 4:45 p.m. saying that I had until 5 p.m. to go get my things from the apartment. At this time, I was all the way across town, and there was no way I was going to get to the apartment in 15 minutes. I immediately contacted the management of the apartment, and I told them the situation. I said, I can't get there in 15 minutes. And she said, well, why didn't you come earlier? Because Brianna's been here all day. I said, I'm sorry, Your Honor, I have not...
You didn't get there?
No, Your Honor.
You didn't get there. So you went to your friend's house, and you could have, when you left, taken your stuff, gone to your friend's house, come back, taken the rest of your stuff, because you said to me a moment ago, which is why, Miss Buchanan, I'm not believing everything that you're telling me, even though you're sweet as sugar, because you said to me earlier, I packed all my things, and then I started to pack her things. And then about 5 minutes into your story, you said to me that you packed some of your things and some of the things were not packed, and you moved what you could into your friend's car to your friend's house. So you either had or had not packed all your things.
Your Honor, all of my things were packed, but they were in the corner of the room.
What does that mean? Either they were stacked in the corner of the room or they were packed in boxes and suitcases. What does it mean they were in the corner of the room?
I had a lot of loose items, such as like my guitar and my photos and a plastic bin full of clothes. And then I had some trash bags full of things and miscellaneous items.
So what did you take with you when you left?
I took trash bags full of miscellaneous items.
It would seem to me you would take the most valuable items first in the car. Does that make sense?
It does, Your Honor, and I didn't think that anything of it.
No, it didn't make sense. If I were leaving my house and I thought that there was a possibility that the house would burn down, I would first go for cash and jewelry. That would be the first thing I would take, the most valuable things that I had in my house, because all my kids are gone now, and my husband would be with me, so I wouldn't have to worry about that. But the first thing that we would actually do was probably empty out what we had in the house that was of any value. So that makes sense. Doesn't make sense that you take a trash bag full of garbage and leave all your valuable stuff behind. That doesn't make sense to me, Ms. Buchanan.
Yes, Your Honor. I was expecting to come back in the morning to get the rest of my things.
Part of what I just said didn't you understand?
It makes complete sense, Your Honor. I don't know what I was thinking at the time.
You weren't thinking of anything. You took the most valuable things that you had there. Now you're going to tell me what it was that you left behind.
Left behind was a plastic bin full of some of my clothes, like my jeans, undergarments, things of like that nature.
What did you do with those?
I left her clothes there, and I had some friends come over and help me pack. Well, I had one friend come over and help me pack.
The only thing I'm interested in, quite frankly, is the last part of your answer says that you sold some of her stuff.
Yes.
And I want to know what property of the plaintiffs you sold to whom and when.
I sold her guitar.
Guitar?
For $50. To Sandy, a girl who went to my school.
What else?
Just that.
Just the guitar?
Just the guitar.
Your Honor, that guitar had a lot of sentimental value to me.
It has a lot of sentimental value to me, too. Did you purchase it?
No, it was a gift, Your Honor.
And she sold it for?
For $50.
That you get back, $50. You can't sell her property.
I sold it because I
learned. No, she gets $50 back. Can't sell her property. You can turn it over.
She used my credit card.
Just a minute. I haven't gotten chief counsel claim yet.
Your Honor.
Did you sell any of her other property?
No.
So all the other property you just left there?
I took her important things that she left there, her dog tags, her diploma, her social, which she should have taken with her, but I took that and her guitar.
And what did you do with the other things? You sold the guitar. What did you do with the papers?
I gave her things because I told her that I had them, and I said, would you like me to give them to Courtney? She said yes.
You mean the papers?
Mm-hmm.
What papers did you give to Courtney?
I gave her diploma and her birth certificate.
Did you get your diploma?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Oh, okay, good. And all the clothes and everything you just left there? You left there. That's not her fault. That's not her fault. That's your fault.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I helped her out so much, and I wasn't going to charge her for anything, but she was irresponsible. She says she was going to get a job.
Oh, please, you know, this is not a self-help program.
Ashley Buchanan says former roommate Brianna Hernandez is responsible for belongings she lost when they were evicted from their apartment.
Okay, what else?
Your Honor, may I say something?
Say whatever you want. You get the money back from what she sold that was yours. She's not responsible for schlepping your stuff.
Yes, Your Honor. The guitar was actually worth $585. And I also have a Farberware pots and pans set that my mom had bought me for Christmas. That's $120 that she still has. And I also had an LED light up photograph of New York City that cost $130 that I actually bought as a gift for my mom.
And
that was also there.
It may have been there, but she doesn't have it. She doesn't have to compensate you for the things that you left there.
Well, it's
only for the item that she sold.
I understand the clothing was left there, but that was the only thing that was left there. And I actually contacted the management of the apartment as soon as this happened, and they took photographs, and I've not been able to receive the photographs because
well,
I need
that's not my problem either.
But they said that...
You can't tell me what they said. That's hearsay. Do you have a lighted picture?
I have that because I...
You have the lighted picture?
Yes.
Okay. She gets that back.
Okay.
And pots and pans? You have pots and pans?
I had people help me move, and I had friends pack my kitchen, so I'm not sure.
Well, take a look and see. What kind of pans were they?
Farberware, Your Honor.
If you have Farberware pots and pans that you did not purchase, that she brought with her or purchased, mm-hmm. make sure she gets those back with the lighted picture as well as the $50. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yes, Your Honor. That guitar is worth $50.
I don't care.
I just don't understand why.
You don't. You should have taken it with you. If it was worth $500, you should have taken it with you.
Okay, and one other thing, Your Honor, is those clothes that were in there, I asked her to come with me because I wasn't on the lease to go get my things that were in there.
Shouldn't have gone partying with your friends on the 30th.
I did not
go
partying.
You should have taken your stuff with you when you left. If your friends felt uncomfortable there, you should have said to them, you can leave, I have to stay, finish packing, clean up the place, leave it the way I found it, and take your stuff with you, August 30th. Because this said the sheriff was coming in on August 31st, and they did. So you have to be a grown-up. You have to take care of your property. It's not her responsibility. She can't sell your things, but she doesn't have to guard them. She doesn't have to be responsible for your clothes. She doesn't have to move them out. That's your responsibility. Okay, now, you want to very quickly, please, give me your counterclaim?
Okay.
Quickly.
I sold her guitar because...
No reason. You don't have an excuse for selling her guitar.
Okay.
Now, counterclaim.
She used my card to pay for internet service. That was
$65.
What card? My ATM card.
How did she get control of your ATM card?
She asked to borrow it for like a dollar to activate the internet. I said it was fine. And then it was, I guess, on auto pay, and it took out of my account, which overdrafted me $150.
Well, how much was taken out for her internet use?
It was $65.78 plus $9.95.
Did you use her card for your internet?
Yes, Your Honor. It was agreed that she would pay that just to get on the internet temporarily. My mother was the one who was going to pay for the internet, and we agreed that if she put her card in, that we would switch the card over to my mom's name, and both of us forgot about it.
You were supposed to pay for it, correct? I don't care whether the money came from your mother or not. You were supposed to pay for it.
Yes, Your Honor.
And it was $65.
Yes, Your Honor.
Will you charge the $65?
Yes, less than $9.95.
So now you owe her $65 for the internet. What else?
And it also took out $9.95, which overdrafted my account.
I don't care.
And then I missed school to take her to the hospital. I drove her across town to move her, get her things from her sister's, to go to her mom's, get her things from her mom's. And I helped her out so much, and I wasn't going to charge her for anything, but she was irresponsible. She says she was going to get a job.
Oh, please, you know, this is not a self-help program. Do you understand?
Judge Judy continues. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Ms. Hernandez, she had a legal obligation to remove her property in a timely fashion from an apartment from which you were evicted and where she was living. She knew that the sheriff was coming in. She chose not to remove her property. Some of it is gone. Some of it you have. What you have to return to her. You also have to return to her the $50 that you got from selling her guitar. Mm-hmm. She, on the other hand, promised to pay you for internet service. That's $65. That she's responsible for. If she didn't take care of it and take care of moving it out of your name into her mother's name, with my mother paying for it, that's her responsibility. She's going to pay you the $65. But the fact that you carted her all over town and that she turned out to be less responsible than you would like, you don't get compensated for here. Do you understand?
But I also got fees from the bank because the card was charged the $65.
That's a very, very good reason for you never to give somebody your ATM card.
Okay.
So she has to give you $50 and your lighted picture and Farberware pots and pans if she can find them. And you owe her $65. We clear?
Okay.
Bye. Times are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I thought it was fair. She needs her stuff back.
I really didn't want any money out of this.
We both had the same amount of time to get our things out. She had less than I did. I had a whole apartment.
The main thing I wanted was my guitar. Had a lot of sentimental value to me.
I'm actually the one who bought her the $500 guitar, so I'm really upset that Bree sold it for $50.
The fact that someone who was supposed to be such a good friend to me can do something so horrible. It really sucks.
It's really upsetting.
Maybe a little too much partying on both of our ends.
I definitely think we went through a rough patch with partying.
We could have avoided a lot of situations.
I don't think it had all that much to do with the final outcome.
Be careful who I trust.
You can never really trust anybody.
Be a little more responsible.
I'm planning to get my own place when I get back from Afghanistan.